You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Europe's governing football body, UEFA, has threatened to disqualify England and Russia from the European Football Championships if there is any further violence by fans. UEFA also announced disciplinary proceedings against Russia after Russian and English football fans clashed in the southern French city of Marseille. Stefan Boss reports that Moscow has reacted with mixed feelings following the violence that has overshadowed the Euro 2016 event.
The Stade Velodrome stadium in the French city of Marseille turned into a war zone. Initially, flares were let off by Russian fans near the end of the game. After England and Russia tied each other 1-1, Russian fans could be seen rushing towards England football supporters, breaking through security barriers meant to separate the rivals. Witnesses said Russia supporters kicked and punched fleeing England fans who were forced to clamber over fencing to escape.
As soon as they scored their goal, they started to invade the England fans in the corner. Of course, the English supporters ran, and they had nowhere to go.
I've just seen a bunch of Russian fans running over to all England fans, and like everyone, all England fans were running off and jumping over the fence and everything. It was awful.
And there were more clashes. Outside the stadium, English and Russian fans could be seen throwing fireworks and objects at each other in the streets of Marseille. Europe's main football body, UEFA, has now threatened to disqualify England and Russia from Euro 2016 if there is any further violence by fans. It also has begun disciplinary proceedings against Russia, but not England, after what it called totally unacceptable scenes at Saturday's England-Russia game. Russian sports minister Vitaly Mutko said in a statement that he agreed with UEFA's decision to launch proceedings against the Russian Football Union for crowd disturbances and conceded that the governing body was likely to impose a fine. However, he also blamed the match organizers for what he said was failing to separate supporters. The violence, which raised questions about security, couldn't have come at a worse moment for France. Thousands of troops and police already deal with terror threats. Besides, the country is facing strikes over labor reforms, and authorities struggle to cope with the aftermath of recent deadly flooding. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.